Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Kyushu, Japan. Signature drives call for bringing former Chinese leader to justice. Falun Gong practitioners protest visit by CCP provincial secretary in Ireland. Scotland, introducing Falun Gong at the Glasgow Festival. Kotlas, Russia. Falun Gong practitioners participate in centennial celebration. 117 cases of Falun Gong practitioners sentenced for their faith reported in April 2017. And Latvia Falun Dafa Group joins annual cultural festival. Now for the stories. Kyushu, Japan. Signature drives call for bringing former Chinese leader to justice. Since May 2015, more than 200,000 Falun Gong practitioners and their families from China have filed criminal complaints with China's Supreme Procuratorate and Court against Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party. They demand that Jiang be brought to justice for his role in the persecution of Falun Gong. The movement to sue Jiang has prompted signature drives worldwide to support the effort to bring Jiang to justice. Falun Gong practitioners in Kumamoto, Japan, for example, started to collect signatures to support the lawsuit beginning in September 2015 in the Kyushu area. So far, more than 210,000 people have added their signatures, asking the Chinese authorities to bring Jiang to justice and stop the persecution of Falun Gong. The activity covers a large area, including several prefectures. Falun Gong practitioners who have participated in collecting signatures say that they will continue to inform Chinese tourists of the facts and encourage them to help put an end to the persecution, especially since more and more Chinese tourists are visiting Japan in recent years. The practitioners also expressed their determination to persevere in their efforts until the persecution ends. In 1999, Jiang Zemin, as head of the Chinese Communist Party, overrode other Politburo Standing Committee members and initiated the persecution of Falun Gong. The persecution has led to the deaths of many Falun Gong practitioners during the past 16 years. More have been tortured for their belief and even killed for their organs. Jiang Zemin is directly responsible for the inception and continuation of the brutal persecution.
Falun Gong practitioners protest visit by CCP Provincial Secretary in Ireland. The Chinese delegation led by Hu Chunhua, the Chinese Communist Party Secretary of Guangdong Province, arrived in Dublin on June 8, 2017. The next day, Falun Gong practitioners organized a peaceful protest across the street from the Intercontinental Dublin Hotel where the delegates stayed. The practitioners held banners demanding that the CCP stop the 18-year-long persecution of the spiritual discipline and harvesting organs from living practitioners imprisoned for their belief. Several practitioners meditated in front of the banners. The protest attracted passers-by and passengers in cars, many of whom stopped to learn more about the persecution. Passers-by took flyers from the practitioners, with many wanting to know more about the practice and why they were being persecuted. Many stood in front of the banners and read the messages. About 8 police officers patrolling near the hotel listened to a practitioner clarifying the facts relating to the wrongful persecution. They were stunned upon learning that the CCP harvested organs from living practitioners without anesthetics. One man stopped his car near the practitioners and asked what happened. After being told about the persecution, he said that the Chinese government does shady things underneath its glorious surface. He used the example that the CCP used to suppress Confucianism during the Cultural Revolution, and now it's promoting communism by building the Confucius Institute in other countries. After the practitioner told him that there was a lot of evidence showing that the CCP sells organs harvested from practitioners, he was in disbelief. He told the practitioners that he was a reporter for a news website and that he would write about the issue. On the afternoon of June 9th, before the Chinese delegation left the hotel, the Chinese embassy sent 2 trucks to park in front of the banners. They attempted to block passersby and passing cars from seeing the protest. The police immediately asked the two vehicles to move. The embassy again sent three cars to park in front of the banners that evening, blocking half of the street. The practitioners called the police, and an officer came and sternly asked the drivers to move the cars immediately.
Scotland, introducing Falun Gong at the Glasgow Festival. Every June, the annual Glasgow Festival offers a chance for the community to come together and interact with various civic and cultural groups. Falun Gong practitioners in Scotland were given a booth at the event in Kelvin Grove Park in Glasgow on June 11, 2017. The organizers were also happy to authorize a signature drive to call attention to the communist regime's persecution and forced organ harvesting from imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners. Some stopped to watch and follow along with the exercise movements or take information about upcoming free seminars to learn the practice. Many people were stunned after learning about the CCP's live organ harvesting. They often asked, why is such a peaceful practice persecuted in China? Why does the CCP want to kill people for following truthfulness, compassion, forbearance? Many visitors signed the petition, which was by Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting. A young man said he would post the information on Facebook. An on-duty police officer condemned the organ harvesting atrocities, saying, such a thing cannot be tolerated. He and other officers signed the petition. Over 800 visitors signed the Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting petition against forced organ harvesting in China.
Kotlas, Russia. Falun Dafa practitioners participate in centennial celebration. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the centennial celebration of Kotlas on June 11 and 12, 2017. Located in northwestern Russia, the town was officially granted township status in June 1917. Practitioners shared the ancient Chinese self-improvement practice of Falun Dafa with the Kotlas community. Impressed by the smooth, gentle exercises, many pedestrians stopped to read posters and pamphlets and talk to practitioners to learn more about Dafa. Following a demonstration of the Falun Dafa exercises, the practitioners' waist drum and dance teams put on performances, drawing applause from spectators. People from nearby booths also came to watch. One spectator said to a practitioner, "We need more activities like this. Thank you." A man brought flowers and gave them to practitioners to show his appreciation in accordance with a local custom. Practitioners also set up a program called Petals Around the World and handed out lotus flowers that they had made. Since the communist regime in China began its persecution of Falun Dafa in 1999, over 4,100 practitioners have lost their lives due to torture in police custody. Many people, upon hearing about the persecution in China, signed petitions calling to stop the Chinese government's suppression of Falun Dafa, including the harvesting of organs from living practitioners.
...117 cases of Falun Gong practitioners sentenced for their faith, reported in April 2017. According to information compiled by the Minghui website, the month of April 2017 recorded 117 new cases of Falun Gong practitioners being sentenced to prison for their beliefs by the Chinese Communist Party's court system. Among the 117 new cases, 97 practitioners were sentenced in 2017 and 20 were sentenced in 2016. Due to the CCP's information blockade, the number of practitioners who were sentenced and the exact time of their sentencing cannot always be reported in a timely manner, nor is all the information readily available. The sentencing of the practitioners often resulted from unfair trials. While some practitioners had lawyers who were willing to defend their constitutional rights to freedom of belief, the lawyers were often barred from entering the courtroom or constantly interrupted by court officials as they presented their defense arguments. There were also practitioners who either had no legal representation or were forced to use court-appointed lawyers who were instructed to enter guilty pleas for them. Some practitioners were even tried or sentenced without knowledge of their families or lawyers. The lengths of sentences ranged from 6 months to 7 years, with an average term of 2.8 years. The sentenced practitioners hail from 21 provinces and centrally controlled municipalities, and they come from all walks of life. Some have been repeatedly arrested and sentenced for their faith.
Latvia. Falun Dafa Group joins annual cultural festival. Falun Dafa practitioners from Latvia were invited by the Ventspils Cultural Center to take part in the closing events of the Partventa Festival on March 27th. In recent years, Falun Dafa has become a warmly welcomed member and an integral part of the Ventspils City Festival. During the parade, as the Falun Dafa entry passed the representatives of the city council on the host stage, the chairman of the council called out, "Long live Falun Dafa!" After the parade, practitioners set up a canopy where they held a lotus flower making workshop and demonstrated the exercises. They told people about this ancient mind-body cultivation practice and taught the exercise movements to those who were interested. They also informed them about the persecution of the practice in China. People were especially interested in the lotus flower making workshop, and both children and their parents took part. Many children were very interested in the exercises and the meditation. After learning about the practice, a little girl came back with her friend and asked the practitioners to teach the exercises again. Some of the grown-ups were interested in finding out where the group practice sites in Ventspils were and asked the practitioners many questions. One gentleman said he was not able to calm his mind and asked if the practice could help him cope with stress and worries. A practitioner told him that the practice could certainly help, but that it was a step-by-step process. The practitioner said, "We cannot calm our minds when our thoughts are filled with ordinary things, like making money and being treated unfairly. When we start cultivating ourselves, we start to understand that there is an order to everything in our lives, that nothing happens by chance. As time passes, the mind gradually calms down, and then during the meditation, we can reach a very peaceful state." The practitioner also told him that Falun Dafa practitioners in China are being illegally arrested, tortured, and even killed by the communist regime for their belief. The man said that he had heard about the persecution and was glad that he could express his support by signing the petition to help bring Jiang Zemin, the initiator of this persecution, to justice.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.